Posting an Examination in the Entered Apprentice Degree. This presentation was prepared by Brother Frank McKenna and myself, Adam Witt. Light in Masonry is the textbook for the Entered Apprentice Degree. It not only contains what will be on the test, it provides a solid foundation for your Masonic career. In the closing that came after initiation, the senior warden was challenged to answer... some questions about being a Mason. One of the first questions was about what we are here to do. In the ceremony, the response to the questions are standard answers. Why are you, me, and every one of us here? Why did you plunk down some perfectly good money, fill out the paperwork, experience the interview, get dressed, and come knock on the door? What did you find? Before you can answer, you need to know more about who we are and what we do. Your journey begins as you pursue the learning platform provided in the textbook and work with your mentors. We begin by learning how to navigate the textbook. The good news is that knowledge will transfer to the two that follow. Let's look at how the book is organized. The book has four sections. All of them are important. Let's start with the objective of light in Masonry. There are eight objectives listed. Number seven is the suitable examination of what was learned in the first six. A brother told you at the end of the first lecture that he explained all the forms and ceremonies of your initiation. There are those that remember everything he said. Most of us might remember that it happened. Understanding the forms and ceremonies of your initiation is important. While the word count is finite, what it means to you is potentially infinite. As you participate in the craft, you are going to continue to discover meaning in our ritual. What you learn is what shines the light on what we are and helps you to understand what you did come here to do. We begin by reading Learning Module 1. 15 pages later, you are fully informed and ready for the written examination. The adage of what we put into it determines what we return, get in return applies. It is hoped that the time invested in the study guide and the appreciation and understanding contributes to your building a better Masonic edifice. Before we can get to objective number 7, you must complete the questions asked in the study guide and review and discuss them with your mentors. Let's take a look at Learning Module 2, the Study Guide. The Study Guide is an open book examination. Page 21 reveals the secret of where we find the answers to the questions beginning on page 22. Remember reading the directions to insert tab A in the slot B? The answer to question 1 on page 22 is found on page 7 and is marked with a square and compass symbol. Don't worry. None of your brothers will tell the women in your life that you follow directions. You and your mentor have options. You can look up the answers and copy them. Your mentors can check that your answers match because their version of the book has the answers printed in red. Or you can complete the questions and approach the answers on your own. You can engage in discussion with your mentors to find out why the answers are correct. Understanding the answers is essential to your career as a Mason. In the midst of doing this, we have page 26. This will be on the test. If you, your mentors, or your lodge is focused on doing the minimum necessary to get the next degree as quickly as possible, you are not getting a good return on your investment. All brothers should be encouraged to learn all that is presented and to consider, meditate, cogitate, ponder, or simply just think about what is there. Now comes the paperwork on page 32. Counselor, mentor, poster, a rose by any other name, is the person or team working with you. They will be happy to sign. The next line is for the worshipful master. This is when the worshipful master invests in learning about you and encouraging you to become an active brother in the lodge. You being a successful brother is important to all of us. Our future as a fraternity depends on it. We are now ready to post for the suitable examination the brother mentioned in the first or the entered apprentice charge. That brings us to objective number 7 and the topic in the module 3, the test. The first task is learning to read what we call cipher, letters representing words. Your future education in masonry requires learning to read and speak cipher. The modes of recognition are not written and are to be learned and performed with proper precision. Your mentors will teach and rehearse with you. Memorization is required. Many fear memorizations. Reluctance, if not refusal, to memorize is the prevalent excuse for not moving forward to the next degree and for not wanting to participate in our ritual. The response to the first 26 questions seems minor compared to the seemingly large clump of letters that make up the obligation. It is this obligation that makes you a Mason and our brother. In signing a contract to make a major purchase, you are reminded to understand the terms and penalties and repercussions of not honoring them. The contract for a major purchase must be taken seriously. Your obligation should also be taken seriously. You sign the major contract because what it provides is worth it to you. Same here. You repeat the obligation or explain it. What is the best way for you to understand the contract you made to be a Mason? The goal for you is to understand your obligation, and you do or do not what is promised. What is it that you want? What are you going to get from your effort? That is, or ought to be, objective 8. Consider the words of an alternate closing prayer. In order to devote your life to becoming a true and faithful brother among us, you must devote your life to the discovery and study of those great moral duties that Masonry teaches, and practice them in your circle, or family, friends, business, and in your Masonic life. Thank you.